Now we have some letters from the Evening News. The demise of Cash, the treasure that is Norwich Castle, and the delights of Waterloo Park, and how our heroes should be respected are things that have people writing in.
Rashenda Farman of Norwich writes of a city treasure. It is with excitement that I look forward to being able to visit museums and art galleries again next month. One of my all-time favourites, the Castle Museum, is undergoing extensive renovations. It is a place that I have been visiting for more than 50 years. The Castle Keep was a particularly exciting place for a young child. There was the grating covering an extremely deep well that I would nervously stand on to drop a penny into the water below, counting how long it took to make a splash. I remember apprehensively climbing the impressive Victorian staircase up to where the Egyptian mummies were displayed on a magnificent wooden balustraded gallery. So imagine my dismay that I have recently learnt that the beautiful historic staircase, floorboards and balustrades have been removed and are now being sold in separate lots on a salvage website. Why has this been allowed to happen? Surely these are important architectural structures that should have been preserved. It is especially shocking that a museum should sell off such wonderful examples of Victorian interior decoration. I hope the new renovations are a success, but I, for one, will be mourning the loss of an important part of Norwich heritage.
A city park is a real gem, says Michael Duncombe of Norwich. If I were wealthy, my family might own a large garden in the city centre, created possibly in the 1920s. It would have lots of trees and bushes with formal planted areas where birds could rest. There would be walkways, a small lake and rustic buildings with a pavilion. It would be an oasis free of litter to which friends could come with their children and dogs. Some might want to play tennis or football on the extensive green areas. My few acres would be a small paradise. I am, of course, talking about Waterloo Park just around the corner. I rediscovered it a year ago when in lockdown seemed so depressing. It saved me and many others from being totally shut in when COVID-19 was raising. I don't always agree with the City Council, but this park is one of their gems. Walking there is a habit which gives me continuing pleasure.
A. Bantin of Bradwell bemoans the demise of Cash. How many people have been left feeling extremely distressed, humiliated, and angry by certain stores who refuse to serve cash-buying customers? Surely protective gloves are available for staff to use when handling cash, and no business was ever profitable by turning customers away, particularly these days when they need them most. Recently, a national paper article stated that 52% of stores want to stop customers using cash because they don't like it on their premises and, unbelievably, they don't want to have to go to the bank. Is this refusal of serving cash buyers an order of the store's head offices, as I think there's a breach of retail laws and consumer rights at somewhere along the line that needs to be urgently readdressed? Cards and phone app payments are hackable, but notes and coins are not, so please help us to help you get back as much money as possible that you lost during lockdown by accepting our cash for what is, after all, a simple business transaction.
And finally, Mr. Essling of Norwich feels our heroes were disrespected. In response to the article, "Protests Were for Our Rights," Evening News, April the 10th, I totally support the right of people to peacefully protest about any issues that they feel aggrieved about. Something that my father, along with many others, fought for during the Second World War was our freedom, which does include the right to peaceful protest. I'm glad to say that my father survived that horrible part of history and lived a long and happy free life. But sadly, not all did. They laid down their lives for freedom, and the war memorial was erected as a mark of respect to those fallen heroes. Adams himself went on to say, "You can clearly see that the words 'kill the bill' was chalked on and not sprayed on, as if to justify it because it will come off in the rain." Well, I say the action of a protester in writing on a war memorial, even in chalk, shows a total lack of respect to those fallen heroes.